Okay, well, to start with, we've got two places for you. The first one is Bruges, which is in Belgium. It's spelt B-R-U-G-E-S.
哦，一上来呢，带给大家两个度假胜地的地名，好不好？我们来学习一下。第一个叫 Bruges.
B-R-U-G-E-S.And that's in Belgium.
这个是比利时的一个著名的圣地。我记得 there was a film、
exactly.
called In Bruges.
That's right, George Clooney and somebody else.
对对对，叫杀手没有假期。
Yeah.
有一部电影叫这个， 09年的时候吧，大概是。这个 Bruges 是比利时的一个非常有名的一个度假的，也是一个旅游的地方。
嗯、
好像是一个非常 religious 的一个圣地。
I think so, probably. But it's just mentioned in the clip as just an aside, really. It's not important to the actual clip.
知道吗？这个 tourist in Bruges, they buy some laces, 买一些蕾丝的制品
right,
silk laces.、
Okay.
他们的这个蕾丝制品是非常闻名的、
hmm.
而且据说是欧洲的这个宗教界人士都会每年四月底的时候到那个地方去聚会。这是这个 Bruges 这个地方哈。好，稍微了解一点欧洲史的朋友都会知道。下面一个词呢叫
Guatemala.
Ah,
it's a South American place.G-U-A-T-E-M-A-L-A. Guatemala.
这什么？
Guatemala、
嗯、Guatemala 那个你知道中文翻译叫什么吗？叫危地马拉。
是吗？
对呀、啊、危地马拉
是海香吗？危地马拉
那你知道 Kings 跟 Ghana 像吗、
oh,
也完全不像对吧、
yeah.
危地马拉大家知道它的 coffee 还是挺有名的对不对
yeah.
美洲的一个国家 Republic of Guatemala, 危地马拉，这也是一个大家欧洲的旅行者特别喜欢去的地方啊。欧洲就喜欢往美洲跑，美洲喜欢往非洲跑，非洲喜欢往中国跑，就这样的哈。好 ，Guatemala, 中美洲的危地马拉。
Okay, number three is rarity. This is a noun for something that's rare. R-A-R-I-T-Y, rarity.
那我要。跟 Debbie 老师学英音了，这个词应该叫 rarity， 就是我们叫 rare， 对吧？
Right.
就是少有的，不经常有的。那么这个 rarity 嘛，很明显就变成了名词形式，变成奇事、珍品，哎，但是很难得有的东西 rarity。比如说在那个年代，哇，到亚洲来那是不可想象的，这是一个 rarity 的事情到亚洲来啊，什么样的事情很少见，几乎不可能想象，奢侈的。好
Okay, number four, geographical. This is an adjective meaning somewhere, something to do with place or geography. Geographical, G-E-O-G-R-A-P-H-I-C-A-L.
Geography 是地理。
Right.
知道以前 Bruce 是一个 geography teacher.
He was, yeah.
老布爷爷以前是地理老师。啊，只是说这样八卦一下。Geographical 呢就变成了形容词形式。变成了地理的啊，什么什么的地理的，G E O G R A P H I C A L geographical.
That's right.
National Geographical Channel.
Exactly.
国家地理频道。
Very easy. And number five is tandem. Now we have these a lot round Hohai. They are bicycles made for two. Tandem. T A N T sorry T A N D E M.
哦，原来这个词还有个英文名称啊！双人双骑的自行车叫 tandem。
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 You ride in tandem, which means that you have two saddles on your bicycle.、
哦、所以我们今天起码要学三个自行车的名字，一个叫 bicycle 是自行车，一个叫 tricycle
叫
三轮脚踏车，这是我唯一擅长的。That's the only one I can ride.
Right, but they are really?
Okay,
because you've got support. But those are for the wheels. Bi and tri is for two and three wheels. Tandem is for the seats.
对、tandem 呢就是双人双骑，大家在后海都玩过、是吧？反正我没有，我只能骑那三个轮，稳定的、稳当的、稳妥的。好，第一段的单词拼写就是这几个，大家要着重把这些啊，其实我都已经发在了我们的预告当中，拼写不是问题，大家对照着 listen guide 来听这几个词就好了，注意理解意思。好，接下来的呢，就要让你自己来写它的听上去的含义了 ，idioms。
Right, first one is bargain break。B bargain. We all know about that from 秀水街 and 西单 and places like that.
Bargain. 这个衣服多少钱？350。
Exactly.
太贵了，太贵了。
Oh, you're robbing me. 我不是小孩。
对呀，你抢钱呐！250怎么样？哦不，太贵了，太贵了。
算了，算了，算了，不要，
不要了。OK， 50拿给你，拿走。好，成交。Yes, deal. 那就叫 bargain.
Bargain. B-A-R-G-A-I-N. When we're talking about a bargain break, a break means a holiday. We're talking about a cheap or discount holiday.
啊，就是说在某些旅行淡季的时候，你会得到一些比较打折的假期。
嗯，
比如是便宜的
cheap holidays. They usually include cheap hotels and maybe tour guides as well.
哦，那挺好的。
Yeah.
那是一个 good way to save money.
Yeah.
好 ，bargain break 在这里特别指那种 discount holiday.
You just don't get much choice. That's all.
对，但是没有太多的选择罢了哈。坐飞机坐的是那种，一看是满机场看上去最小的那一架飞机。
That's right.
当时就大失所望。Bargain break. 好，在这里形容廉价，就是打折的假期。
Okay, number two is, as we mentioned in the intro, gap year adventure. And this is the year between high school and university that lots of Western students take a break.
节目一开始我们就讲了一下这个文化概念 gap year 就指的是那种在 high school 和 university 中间交接处呢，交接时光不是时光，时间当中呢，就你自己去自由支配的一段假期哈、啊。Gap year adventure， 我知道很多朋友都在流口水了，说看看人家的福利哈。
Okay, number three is pearls of wisdom. Pearls, we know P-E-A-R-L-S, pearls of wisdom, W-I-S-D-O-M.I bet you like that, don't you?
Yes, I am. Yes, I do. 为什么？
Because it's just nice, isn't it? You just imagine these pearls of wisdom.
对对，
就是 nice.
智慧的珍珠嘛，智慧 wisdom 啊，智慧的珍珠，就形容那些 pieces of advice or knowledge.
Exactly.、
啊、现在微博上满天都有啊，这个 microblog 上天天每个人的屏幕上、
yes.
首页上都是那些人生告诉你哈、啊，最重要的不是向后看，是向前看。
You can all We'll read Jing Jing's Pearls of Wisdom, of course, on her own blog.
啊、yeah. 啊、是，我也经常喜欢假装写一些这样子的东西哈。Pearls of Wisdom 非常美妙的一个短语，就形容的呢、yeah. 是那些名言警句啊，具有智慧的语言和生活态度和理念。好，下一个。
Okay, we've had this before a long time ago.、
Mm-hmm.
Get on the bandwagon. B-A-N-D-W-A-G-O-N. It's a kind of truck or cart.一种车，
一种车啊！但是每个人呢都去跳那个车，就证明说今天啊，我们准备呢去买这个股票，买个774的股票。
Right.
好，然后一发现明天呢啊，全国人民都在买774的股票。
Exactly. They have jumped on the bandwagon.
哦，当然这样的话也挺好的。随大流，从众，赶浪头，一窝蜂的去做某件事情啊。
Okay.
Get on the bandwagon. 这个短语在我们节目当中可不是第一次提到哦。如果你还不记得它的意思的话，要好好的把它记住哈。
Okay, and on to our questions. The first one, what is the 1889 book called? Jing Jing has not told you, so what's the answer? It's the name of this book that we're talking about today.
这次我终于记住了，不提前漏题。最紧张的时刻要到了。讲了单词拼写和俚语之后，其实最重要的原因呢是让大家来练习听力。第一段的听力当中呢，我们要会给大家放两遍，但是提前会告诉你三个问题。现在你要做的就是把这三个问题呀听清楚。第一，1889年写作出来的这本旅游 guide 啊，旅游 guide 叫什么名字？
It's quite long. And number two, what did it recommend? What did the book recommend that women never went anywhere without?
这本书呢，给女性的旅行者啊，提供了很多 useful tips,
a lot of pearls of wisdom
啊，非常很多的 pearls of wisdom. 所以其中有一条，你最有用、最中肯的建议就是说，千万不要在什么什么准备条件不具备的时候独自出门。请问是什么样的准备条件？
And number three, what two things opened up travel, made travel easier for women at this time?
在当时那个年代，有两件事情的出现，让女性呢出门旅行成为了可能。联想到了我们刚才说的四个条件，大家去听一听，有哪两个条件提示你都是跟这个交通有关系的。好，接下来呢，就是我们的这个听力时间到了。
Now today, you're very rarely far from someone who can't wait to tell you about their bargain break to Bruges or Harriet's gap year adventure in Guatemala. But there was a time when travel was a genuine rarity and only for the properly brave. In 1889, a little book was published by one Lilias Campbell Davidson called Hints to Lady Travellers at Home and Abroad. It offered pearls of wisdom on everything from accidents to winter travelling and recommended that you didn't go anywhere without your own portable bath. The aviator Amelia Earhart wrote the preface.
Women must try to do things as men have tried. When they fail, their failure must be a challenge to others.
To Alistair MacLeod, head of collections at the Royal Geographical Society.
If we look back to the travellers, the women travellers who travelled before 1889, it was a fairly specialist adventure for many of them. But by 1889, travel was becoming much more accessible for women. The bicycle, for example, the tricycle particularly, and the tandem were enabling women to travel without the aid of men. But also the railway network meant that there was a significant increase in travel and opportunities. And one of the things that I think the book did was to get on the bandwagon of travel. Travel writing at that time was expanding hugely. And as today a publisher would see, you know, an eye for the chance, this book would have been available in most railway stations.
Now today, you're very rarely far from someone who can't wait to tell you about their bargain break to Bruges or Harriet's gap year adventure in Guatemala. But there was a time when travel was a genuine rarity and only for the properly brave. In 1889, a little book was published by one Lilias Campbell Davidson called Hints to Lady Travellers at Home and Abroad. It offered pearls of wisdom on everything from accidents to winter travelling and recommended that you didn't go anywhere without your own portable bath. The aviator, Amelia Earhart, wrote the preface.
Women must try to do things as men have tried. When they fail, failure must be a challenge to others.
To Alistair MacLeod, head of collections at the Royal Geographical Society.
If we look back to the travellers, the women travellers who travelled before 1889, it was a fairly specialist adventure for many of them. But by 1889, travel was becoming much more accessible for women. The bicycle, for example, the tricycle particularly, and the tandem were enabling women to travel without the aid of men. But also the railway network meant that there was a significant increase in travel and opportunities. And one of the things that I think the book did was to get on the bandwagon of travel. Travel writing at that time was expanding hugely. And as today a publisher would see, you know, an eye for the main chance, this book would have been available in most railway stations.
这是我们的第一段哈，从中呢我们可以听出几个信息。要值得跟大家一说的是呢，当时也其中穿插一个女生，这个女生是一位女飞行员，她叫 Amelia， 她给这本书呢写了一个序言。她是一个 aviator， 是女飞行员，写了一个序言，然后出现了一句女生。另外呢，这个男生呢叫 Alistair MacLeod，
Alistair MacLeod，
他是 head of collection at the Royal Geographic Society。这是一个 institution to promote adventures of geographic science 的一个组织啊。
嗯，
好，他也说话比较有发言权，这两个人的声音。然后呢，现在呢，我们要从头把这个 text 跟大家一起分享一下，然后呢，
okay.
你再针对这个 text 总结出自己的答案。
Now, today, you're very rarely far away from someone who can't wait to tell you about their bargain break to Bruges or Harriet's gap year adventure in Guatemala.
第一句当中有个短语叫
You are very rarely far from
这是什么意思啊
Means that you're usually close to
啊，你看英国人说话很拐弯哈，你很少的远离那不就是你经常会靠近吗、
mm, exactly.
是 always 你总是可以听到有人跟你讲啊，我又去了 Bruges 啊，我又去了一下危地马拉等等这样的一些就证明这个旅行啊已经算是一个家常便饭司空见惯的事情
But there was a time when travel was a genuine rarity and only for the properly brave.
但是曾经呢，旅游这件事情，或者是旅行呢，绝对是非常罕见的，而且是专门给那些勇敢的人。
In 1889, a little book was published by Lilias Campbell Davison, and it was called da-da-da-da-da-da, Hints.To Lady Travellers at Home and Abroad
作者的名字听上去就很美很古典嘛1889年的时候这个叫得得得得名字都很复杂他的书叫什么名字呢我想看一看聊天室的答案 朵朵说什么什么什么叉叉叉 for lady traveler、
mm-hmm.
Charming 说 I'm not sure traveler at abroad、mm-hmm.
I'll say it once more
okay
hints to lady travelers at home and abroad
好第一个单词叫 hint H-I-N-T-S hint 是建议、
mm-hmm.
有意的忠告
hint exactly
给谁呢 lady travelersAt home and abroad.
It offered pearls of wisdom on everything from accidents to winter traveling and recommended that you didn't go anywhere without your own portable bath.
它是专门给谁提供什么东西的呢？专门提供 pearls of wisdom on everything from accidents to winter traveling and recommend that you didn't go anywhere without your own portable bath.这个 portable 我们知道是可携的便携的对吧比如说 portable computer、
mm-hmm. means you can take it anywhere it's very 方便
可以随身携带的后面那个 bath 不是浴室吗
right
浴缸那么这什么意思啊就是说它可以告诉你怎么样预防灾害怎么样在冬天旅行那还要建议你 didn't go anywhere without your own portable bath 就是说带着你自己的肥皂是吗
you had to take your own portable bath with youHow? I don't know.
我们也不知道什么叫 portable bath.
This is the pearl of wisdom. This is the answer to number two.
可携带浴室、嗯、把自己的什么游泳衣是吗泳装泳帽带上是吗什么叫 portable bath? 就是说你必须要知道你在那个地方可以洗澡、
嗯、
才能够去否则就不要去这是一种 pearl of wisdom.
Have to keep clean. Absolutely.
对呀、啊
Okay, the aviator Amelia Earhart wrote the preface. The preface is the introduction.
对了，好，女飞行员叫 Amelia， 她曾经呢写过一个序言，有这么一句话叫做
：Women must try to do things as men have tried. When they fail, their failure must be a challenge to others.
女性应该去尝试男性曾经做过的事情。
嗯，
那么即使是他们失败了，对后来者来讲呢也是非常有益的 challenge 挑战、啊、和经验吧、
mm-hmm. Alistair MacLeod who is the head of collections at the Royal Geographical Society
好接下来呢就由这位先生、啊、来描述了一下他对这个书的理解
If we look back to women travelers who traveled before 1889 it was a fairly specialistadventure for many of them.
当我们回顾历史看到1889年以前的女性、啊、那个时候出门旅行的女性呢都必须是一些专业选手 specialist adventure.
But by 1889, travel was becoming much more accessible for women.
而正好是在那样的时候呢旅行对女性来讲啊已经成为了一种可能。
The bicycle, for example, in particular, Jinjing's favorite, the tricycle, and the tandem were enabling women to travel without the help or aid of men.
有这么几个车的发明 ，bicycle 和
三轮车。Do you know who invented the bicycle?
Chinese
不是
英国人啊，我说想成足球了。然后这个三轮车和双轮双座自行车的发明，让女性的出门可以不用在男性的帮助下啊就完成了。
But also the railway network meant that there was a significant increase in travel and opportunities.
哦，还有。铁路的这个铁路的那种普及啊，当时的运用 network railway network 也是个重要的原因、mm-hmm. 交通便捷了
One of the things that I think the book did was get on the bandwagon of travel
而且那个时候呢这本书正好是赶上了旅行写作这些书籍开始风靡的潮流
Travel writing at that time was expanding hugely, and as today, a publisher would see an eye for a main chance. This book would have been available in most railway stations.
这本书呢，甚至是在各地的一些火车站都有售卖的哈。好，非常简单，第一段就是这样了。我们来看看问题吧。然后在第一题呢，里头说，那 What's the 1889 book called?
It is called Hints. for lady, or sorry, hints to lady travelers at home and abroad.
书名非常的简单直白，一名字就告诉你这个书是写给谁的，给那些在 home and abroad travel 的 ladies 提供的建议和帮助啊，就这个意思。人们呢有一种爱总结经验的习惯，都爱把它写成书啊，所以这位对后来的人也是一个很大的帮助。那他给你最好的建议是什么呢？就是你一定要有一个 a portable bath.
Right, and that is number two, of course. What?Does it recommend women never went anywhere without, and that was a portable bath.
就是必须要有个人卫生的地方才可以去。
I'd quite like to see one of those.
我觉得也是。
And finally, what two things opened up travel for women at that time? Do we have any answers?
哎，有人吗？ What are two things opened up travel for women at that time?
Well,
有，你不说了吗？有 bicycles, 你可以列举一下啊。还有 expanding train network.
Exactly, very good.
自己的呢，是在路上走的，是自行车。完了，在外边别人帮这个带着你走的呢，是这个 network、
mm-hmm.
交通运输，公共交通运输 expanding train network， 尤其是火车。本来英国的这个火车呀，地铁就很发达，你们的 public transport 就很发达。
Also very very expensive。
从来没有哪次找对过路，全部是 totally lost。